Welcome to City Chat. This is Mayor Peterson, and this month I would like to discuss projects that we have accomplished over the past year, as well as some of what we hope to accomplish over the next year. I would also like to share some background about the process that goes into projects to help you understand how much time and effort it takes to make each one happen. During 2022, the city has completed several projects involving infrastructure, parks, and economic development. These projects included a major repair of the swimming pool, repainting the water tower, widening the sidewalks along 8th Street from Bloom to Park, known as the Pedestrian Infrastructure Improvement Project, completed 4 of 6 houses for the Boom Project, completed the required study and work for our Parks Master Plan, which will be incorporated into our City Master Plan, agreement for a new ambulance for the Volunteer Rescue Squad, and transacted 7 loans to local businesses for acquisition, growth, and/or improvements. In the upcoming year, we have several new projects in the planning phase that are exciting as well. Things like an electrical substation, a new and updated water treatment facility, a child care and development center, and a city construction and demolition landfill with the possibility of recycling. None of these projects that have been completed or the ones that are in the planning phase would be possible without a significant amount of time and effort from many people. That effort starts with the city staff researching what possible grants are available, along with the deadlines to submit for those grants. Next, a project needs to gain approval for budget and necessary matching funds to ensure that if we were to win, that we could actually afford to follow up on the grant requirements. Once all of that has been accomplished, there would be committees and/or boards that need to meet and provide input on the benefits and drawbacks of doing a specific project in the given time frame. At times, there are projects that require public hearings in advance as well for public input. All of this takes time and coordination and is usually handled by staff at the city office. At several points along the way, the City Council reviews each project and ultimately approves project prior to implementation. Many projects follow a plan, engineer, and implementation methodology, such that you end up with 2 or 3 separate mini projects, each with their own grant process. Each one of these could take 6 months to a year or more to fully complete. For really big projects, you might break them down into phases where they become multi-year projects during implementation, making them even longer to see the full culmination of everyone's efforts. As a general rule, the bigger the project, the longer it will take. It is not uncommon for a project to take 3 to 5 years from the time it is initially discussed as an idea and research begins to the time it physically manifests as work on the ground that people can see. I would like to thank all of the people that make these projects happen for the City of Superior. Thank you to everyone from city staff to the many citizens that volunteer their precious time on the various boards, because without them, there would be no progress or improvements to our wonderful city. We truly have a great group of people that enable these projects to take place, and I applaud each and every one of them and encourage you to do the same. This has been City Chat with Mayor Peterson. Have a Superior day.